Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy Wednesday. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day today, and I thank you for joining me for today's show. My name is Beth Shankle Anderson, and I'm the host of The Success Design. My show is called The Success Design because my objective is to provide you with information to create your own success. Today I'll be reviewing a terrific book that I hope will enhance your life. It's called Failing Forward, and the author is John C. Maxwell. If you don't already own this book, I would strongly suggest that you purchase it. You will love the many concepts and maxims that the book has to offer. I plan to share a few of those with you today. I usually like to begin my show with a quote, but today I take two quotes from the book Failing Forward. The first quote is from Nelson Roswell. The difference between greatness and mediocrity is often how an individual views a mistake. Let me repeat that again because I think it's an excellent quote. The difference between greatness and mediocrity is often how an individual views a mistake. The second quote is a Danish saying, life is not simply holding a good hand. Life is playing a poor hand well. The concept of failing forward is using those mistakes and failings in your life to propel you forward so that the failures then become blessings. They become necessary for your success. I'm going to review a chart in Chapter 1 that gives examples of failing forward and also failing backward just to give you a better understanding of what the author means when he says failing forward. Some examples of failing backward are as follows: blaming others, repeating the same mistakes, expecting never to fail again, expecting to continually fail, accepting tradition blindly, being limited by past mistakes, thinking I am a failure, and quitting. And some examples of failing forward are the exact polar opposite of what I just read as in failing backward. Failing forward includes taking responsibility, learning from each mistake, knowing failure is a part of progress, maintaining a positive attitude, challenging outdated assumptions, taking new risks, believing something didn't work, and persevering. And that's an excellent comprehensive list of what it means to have two different attitudes. Making a failure cause you to go backward, such as doing things like blaming others and expecting to continuously fail, and failing forward, which is taking responsibility for your failure. No failure is part of the process. Maintain a positive attitude. And I've got some great material that I have from the book that I'd like to share with you. The first one is the author John C. Maxwell outlined 7 abilities that are needed to fail forward. And here are some of the abilities of achievers that enable them to fail, not take it personally, and keep moving forward. Number 1, achievers reject rejection. And the author gives a quote, a man is literally what he thinks, his character being the complete sum of all his thoughts. But that's why it's important to make sure that your thinking is on the right track. You reject rejection. If you don't get hired for a job, instead of taking it personally, you reject that rejection and you get up and you try for another job. Try for a better job. But don't let that rejection become finite. Number 2, achievers see failure as temporary. I think that's a great mindset to have when you have failure, is knowing that the very next day can be full of achievement. Number 3, achievers see failures as isolated incidents. Again, a failure isn't you. A failure is what happened. But by not thinking of yourself as a failure, but by thinking of the event as a failure, you're able to separate yourself from that. Here's a great, it's probably one of my favorite quotes from the book. It's when achievers fail, they see it as a momentary event, not a lifelong epidemic. Again, let me repeat that. I think that's absolutely terrific. When achievers fail, they see it as a momentary event, not a lifelong epidemic. It's not personal. If you want to succeed, don't let any single event color your view of yourself. Achievers, this is number four, achievers keep expectations realistic. If you think that you're going to go out and give us an example here of hitting home runs and play the difference between a player that hits a home run and a player who doesn't is keeping expectations real. The greater the feat you desire to achieve, the greater the mental preparation required for overcoming the obstacles and persevering over the long haul. You can't just go out and be at Hank Aaron and hit 1,000 home runs. You have to be able to give yourself the time and accept the limitations that you may have. But achievers keep their expectations realistic so that when they fail, they realize that maybe they set their sights too high too soon. I don't believe you can ever set your sights too high, but you can expect things too soon. Number five, achievers focus on strengths. And again, this list is the seven abilities needed to fail forward. And number five is focusing on your strengths. Another way achievers keep themselves from personalizing failure is by focusing on their strengths. The best bet for failing forward is developing and maximizing your strengths. If you focus on what you do well, you're going to be less likely to fail because you're focusing too much on your weaknesses, which may actually doom you to fail. So if you focus on those strengths, but at the same time try to build up those weaknesses, you're more likely to experience success. Number six, achievers vary approaches to achievement. And that's some terrific advice there. Achievers are willing to vary their approaches to problems. It may not work the way you think it's going to work, therefore you need to change the way you're looking at it. And number seven, achievers bounce back. All achievers have in common the ability to bounce back after an error, mistake, or failure. Achievers are able to keep moving forward no matter what happens. And failure does not make them failures. No one should take mistakes personally. And that is part of Chapter 2, and it's just an absolutely terrific chapter. I'm sorry, that's Chapter 3 of the book Failing Forward by John C. Maxwell. Today's show is going to be fairly short in that I'm just going to give you some of the things that I've pulled out of the book that I really like. Here's another quote from Chapter 4 by Viktor Frankl. He was a prisoner in a Nazi concentration camp and survived, and he's written some absolutely phenomenal books, and one of his quotes goes, "Fear makes come true that which one is afraid of." And that's an absolutely beautiful saying. Some of the other maxims from this chapter are, the first important step in weathering failure is learning not to personalize it. Making sure that you know your failure does not make you a failure. And this book concentrates a lot on that, and that's what failing forward is all about. It's not you that's failing, it's an isolated incident. It's something you've done that has failed, but you're not a failure at all. And the fear of rejection creates an action. If you fear that you're going to fail, if you fear someone's going to reject you, it causes you to not be able to act, so therefore you're probably going to fail due to your inaction. Fear of failure stops forward progress. Number one, paralysis. Fear of failure maybe brings out paralysis in some people. Number two, fear of failure brings out procrastination. The author states that opportunity's natural assassin is procrastination. Procrastination is opportunity's natural assassin. Procrastination steals a man's time, productivity, and potential. President John F. Kennedy said, There are risks and costs to a program of action, but they are far less than the long-range risk and cost of comfortable inaction. Procrastination is too high a price to pay for the fear of failure. Another way that fear of failure or fear of rejection stops progress is purposelessness. That is going through life and not having any type of purpose, any type of activity. A way the author describes it is some of the ways is self-pity, excuses. A person can fall down many times, but he won't be a failure unless he says that someone pushed him down. That's making an excuse for the reason he failed instead of examining what you can change about it. Self-pity, he feels sorry for himself. As time goes on, he takes less responsibility for his inactivity and starts thinking of himself as a victim. That's self-pity. This is, again, under the heading of purposelessness that can cause you to the failing forward progress to stop and for inactivity to set in. And purposelessness is the last thing he mentions here. Misused energy is also under purposelessness and hopelessness. So it's just truly a great book to read because it helps you to look at failure in a different way and to look at failure in a way that may help you propel yourself forward. And to me, that was the real purpose of the book. Some other things I have highlighted here is to conquer your fear, you have to feel the fear and take action anyway. Motivation is like love and happiness. It's a byproduct. When you're engaged in something long enough, it sneaks up and zaps you when you least expect it. So you can't sit around, and I remember this very vividly now from the book, and become motivated. You have to do it anyways, and then the motivation comes after that, and then you realize how great you're feeling because you started exercising or reading some personal development books. There's a Harvard psychologist who said, you're more likely to act yourself into feeling than feel yourself into acting. So act. Whatever it is you know you should do, do it. That's what I mean. You can't wait around for motivation because it's likely to never come. George Bernard Shaw, one of my favorite authors, said, a life spent in making mistakes is not only more honorable, but more useful than a life spent doing nothing. And here's a great quote by Theodore Roosevelt that says, He who makes no mistakes makes no progress. So as you can see, this is a book that I went through some of my highlighted notes from the first four chapters of Failing Forward by John C. Maxwell. But as you can see, it's got some great information here, and I'd urge you to read it. I think you would get a lot out of this book. I know I certainly did. And I've only been on the air about 15 minutes today, and I was just planning on having a short show because I wanted to share with you this book. And sometimes it's a little bit boring to listen to someone talk about the book and much more stimulating to read the book yourself. So I thought I'd give you 15 minutes of some good maxims from the book, some good quotes from the book, so that when you read it for yourself, you'll see what I'm talking about. So I'm going to conclude today's show on that note with those terrific quotes by Theodore Roosevelt and tell you that next week I'll be on the air. It'll be June 9th. And I will be on the air speaking about job interview techniques. I have a lot of information on job interview techniques, and I know a lot of people out there are looking for jobs, and I have some great information to share with you on great ways to interview. So I hope you'll join me then. But for now, from the Success Design, my name is Beth Schenkel Anderson, and I'm signing off.